It's Bruno Mars on 105.7 KPMX. Leave the door open, 9:07 right now. And as promised, Jack Devey joins me in the studios. Well, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I woke up this morning, and as I like to say, that's a great way to start.
Hey, we're on the right side of the grass.
Absolutely. Now, Jack, you and I have talked a lot about recovery. We've talked a lot about addiction recovery. And there's a big event that will be a part of coming up the end of the month, right?
Right.
All right, tell me about the Sedgwick County Wellness and Community Resource Fair and your part in it, because Milestone Recovery is going to be there, right?
Right.
All right.
We are actually help sponsoring it with the Community Economic Development of Sedgwick County. So we decided to do this because of Recovery Month. It is National Recovery Month.
Yep.
And doing the work that I do and being boots on the ground, our small communities, we see, hey, the state, you know, people say our state ends at Fort Morgan. And then you get to Sterling and people say, hey, we're in Sterling. Yeah. No, we still have small communities like Julesburg, Haxton, Holyoke, Pete, Sedgwick. And being boots on the ground and finding out that there are needs. These small community needs, the needs are there that they need to know that there is resources there for their needs.
Okay. So the need has never been more, but the resources are starting to match some of that need,
The resources are starting to come. And, you know, doing the Lift the Label, with Lift the Label showcasing me, it's really brought awareness at the state level to come out and say, hey, these small communities have the same problems we do. Yeah. It's just at a smaller scale, but these people are not getting the help that they need.
For those of us who grew up in the era of television, drug abuse, drug addiction, that seemed like a big city thing. And then along come the 90s and probably before that, but then meth and other scourges found their way out here into our communities and really took hold.
Yeah, and it has. And one thing we don't think about is the mental health.
Right.
There's mental health needs out here, and it's pretty scary. I've talked to like some law enforcement people, and the needs, you know, the traumatic events, our EMTs, you know, everybody in our rural areas are pretty much volunteers, but they go on a scene just like Sterling or, you know, professional EMTs, they do the same things, and it's, but when they see a traumatic event, they have no services for them.
Gotcha. So in bigger cities or like Sterling, for instance, we have chaplains, we have services available to help with the trauma of what first responders do. That's a trauma people don't think of unless you grew up, your dad and your brother were cops. Maybe you think of it a little bit more. What sort of resources will be available for recovery?
I'm going to let Rhonda talk.
All right, then.
Rhonda's here with me. I'm going to let Rhonda take that part. And then if we have some more to talk about, I'm going to let her do it.
All right. Rhonda Graham, are you the executive director
of Community Economic Development in Sedgwick County?
All right. We're going to get that right up there. Don't be afraid of that thing. Very few people have died in this studio as a result of speaking into that microphone. just so you know. So walk us through the day, the events of the day, and how Sedgwick community, where did it go?
So I'm just pulling everybody, helping Jack pull everybody together.
Thank you.
We've got so many resources that people do not know about in our community, and this is how to get these resources out into our community. We're calling it Whole Body Wellness Day.
Okay.
We're going to start out the day. Just come in, meet everybody, greet. We're going to have several things going on from 10 a.m. to 2. So come and go as you please. We will be doing a free will lunch.
Nice.
At 11 to 1. And then in the afternoon, we're also going to be doing a movie at 1 p.m. We're going to be hosting Inside Out. Since it's all mental health and awareness, we're going to do Inside Out as the movie for the day.
That was one of the last movies I ever saw with my daughter when she was growing up, because we loved that movie. It was awesome. I love the movie. I don't know if she ever did. I'll have to ask her. But it is a movie for all ages, too.
It is.
It really is when it comes to the when it comes to helping your head. All right. So that is at 1 o'clock. Admission is free, it says?
Yes, admission is free.
Concessions are not. So we ask that you buy plenty of those and help support those who made this possible.
Yeah, and the local Hippodrome Theater also. Yes.
Because they do a lot for the community up there at the Hippodrome, don't they?
They do. And that's the thing. This is also to get everybody to realize what everybody does in the community. There are, like Jack said, a lot of volunteers that help promote and do everything in our community.
So who are some of the... Are you going to have speakers there? Jack! Ha! One of the most compelling stories you'll ever find.
Yeah, I probably will.
All right.
I probably will.
What do you mean probably? So you don't have prepared remarks?
No, I don't. I just let people guide me.
Okay.
You know, I have done public speaking, and it's kind of fun because I've done them where I've been prepared, and now I just go with, hey, what? I get the feeling of the people and what.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you take questions?
I love taking questions.
Good. Good deal. Because your own personal story is very compelling, I think.
It is.
And sort of the reason behind this. Because you represent us all. Anybody in recovery across the spectrum. And it is a spectrum, right?
Right. And, you know, I just want to go back to Lift the Label a little bit.
Okay, let's talk about Lift the Label.
So when this all started, I won't go way, way back, but... You know, Lift the Label sent some posters out, and I go, wow, where's rural Colorado? And those three words said, hey, what about us in rural Colorado? And they go, would you be willing to participate? So I did. I run it by my family and everybody. And the reason people go, well, you're on Facebook, you're here, you're there. I did not do any of this for me.
No.
The reason is I did not have those resources when I got sober, and it was a struggle. And if I want to make, someone's journey easier than mine.
It can be easier. We have more resources, and gutting it out doesn't always work for everybody.
Correct.
You know, me personally, in my family, I have three brothers. All four of us got together last weekend, right? Not just the one we just came out of, but the one before that. There are three different recovery stories coming out of just the four boys.
Right.
And it really does relate to the spectrum, you know? So people just, you want them to come to the Hippodrome?
Yeah.
That's it. Show up at the Hippodrome.
Stop in, have some, I think we're having a taco bar.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Again, free will offering.
Yes.
Bring your wallet.
Yes.
Well, wait. Fill your wallet full of 50s. Bring your wallet. I'm just saying, these kind of things can use support and can use financial support.
Yeah, we really, you know, this Hippodrome has been awesome with this. So we, you know, buy some popcorn and a pop and support the Hippodrome also.
Absolutely. We want to mention, man, you've got a bunch of sponsors. You want to get into your sponsors?
Yes, we do it.
Okay. We always offer the opportunity.
Right. So we do have several sponsors that we were very grateful for that really came in to help us put this together. So we have CHAFA, Colorado Housing Finance Authority, is a sponsor, Sedgwick County, Benson Ag Land Realty, Milestone Wellness, Community Economic Development, Highline Electric Association, 988, Sedgwick County Ministerial Alliance. And then we had some individuals that also donated. We had Dr. Ronald Burgess, Darren Tobin, who are both Sedgwick County Commissioners, Jim and Marty Beck, TNT Hay Farms, and of course, Jack Devey.
It's more than, you really do put your money where your mouth is, don't you, Devey?
Hey, you open it, you better follow it, right?
This is a wonderful event. It's coming up September 27th. So not this weekend, but next.
Right.
On the Saturday. What are you doing Saturday? Get up to Julesburg. It's been too long anyway. Mm-hmm. so much for my inner dialogue. And to you listeners, you know it's been too long anyway. There you go. One last thing?
We got one more thing. Okay. We're going to try to kick it off. If we get it done, we're working on it. We're working on it really hard, and it's taking us a little bit longer, but we're working on a Project Positivity campaign also in Sedgwick County.
What is Project Positivity?
So campaign? What we're going to do is we're going to get yard signs.
Okay.
And we are asking people to participate. Let us put a yard sign with positive comments on them.
Okay.
So as people drive down the street, they get to see a positive affirmation.
I like that.
And what we want to do is we want to move. And so we'll move those signs around, right? We'll go around every two weeks or a month, and we'll go around. And we're asking people in our community, if you're willing to put a sign on your yard, please get in contact with me or Rhonda.
Just donate a small patch of real estate for a good word. It's a really simple ask, isn't it?
Yes.
Very nice. How do people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me at jack.deavy@milestonecommunitywellness, or you can call me at 970-520-6853. And I'll just let Rhonda give her info.
Okay.
Or call Rhonda Graham at 970-647-5110.
Rhonda Graham, Jack Deavy, my guests this morning. Thank you for kicking off the week in such a positive way. I owe you guys. This is good stuff.
You're awesome.
Okay, thanks.